What's happening locally? The news.
And let us take today's look at some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. 4 deaths have now been registered during the demonstrations and street blockages. The first incident occurred during the morning of the 26th of October when a driver ran over Agustin Rodriguez Morales, 49 years of age, in the middle of a demonstration in the community of Los Viveros in the town of Buena Vista, Colón. Rodriguez Morales lost his life while a precautionary measure of reporting to the judicial authorities on the 15th and 30th of each month was applied to the person responsible for the incident. The second event occurred on the night of November the 1st in the Horconcitos district of the San Lorenzo district in Chiriquí. That day, the driver of a truck ran over Tomás Milton Cedeño García, 42 years of age, who died. Cedeño García from the Nagave-Bugli region was an educator who protested against the mining contract. A citizen of Central Europe is now detained, and since that moment the blockades in Horconcitos have not stopped. The other two cases occurred on the afternoon of Tuesday on the Pan-American Highway in the Charme sector, province of Panama Oeste. The murderer's name is Kenneth Darlington, a 77-year-old man from Colón. According to information provided by the National Police, and according to what can be seen in a video recorded by a reporter from the FA News Agency, the attacker approached, walking, spoke with the protesters, removed one of the objects placed to block the road, and took out a gun from one of the pockets of his pants. He targeted Abdiel Diaz, whom he shot in the neck, and he then shot Ivan Rodriguez, who died in the polyclinic to which he was transferred. The President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, responded, quote, "I express my condolences to the families of the two citizens who lost their lives in an incident that occurred this Tuesday in the sector of Panama Oeste. This is a fact that has no place in a society called to be supportive like ours," he wrote on the social network X. Kenneth Darlington was taken to a hearing before a magistrate judge where he will be charged with the murder of two people. The event took place at the offices of the accusatory penal system of La Chorrera in the province of Panama Oeste. Darlington, 77 years of age, arrived handcuffed and escorted by police officers, while a large number of teachers and neighbours of the victims gathered in the premises shouting slogans against the man. A statement released by the public ministry states that they're carrying out 175 investigations into cases related to crimes committed in the midst of massive citizen protests rejecting the contract between the state and Minera Panama. The press release also reports that the arrest of 60 people was ordered who, taking advantage of the protests, participated in criminal activities, robberies, homicides, personal injuries, extortion, excessive functions, abuse of authority, damage to public and private property. What unites the contractor Bagatrack with the company Contact Global Services Corp? A. La Prensa has now had an access to a treasure trove of documentation that would evidence a sophisticated scheme of undeclared donations and what appears to be a triangulation of collections and payments through bridge companies, billings that resemble fictitious services and or services and goods paid for by third parties, but not declared to the Tribunal Electoral in the 2018-2019 political campaign. Everything was controlled through detailed internal reports, which would be outside the official accounting of the campaign, to inject resources into the political campaign in the internal elections of the PRD and the general elections in 2018-19. On the payroll of Laurentino Cortizo and his partner, José Gabriel Gaby Carrizo. Behind this coordination organization would be the current Vice President of the Republic, with the support of a business partner, Luis Acevedo Ureña, and close associates who today hold positions in the government machinery with high salaries. Over the next few days, La Prensa will be publishing a series of articles that would demonstrate these actions. The National Immigration Service reported on Wednesday that an Italian-Venezuelan man was detained at the Tocumen International Airport after confirming that he maintains a red notification from Interpol. Immigration Panama reported that the 36-year-old man was handed over to the competent authorities to continue with the corresponding process in these cases. Likewise, it is highlighted that this person is wanted by the Venezuelan authorities for the alleged commission of the crimes of diversion of public funds, association, and money laundering. The man arrived at Tocumen Airport from the Dominican city of Punta Cana and was in transit through Panama, bound for Cali in Colombia. Six trucks transporting medical and surgical supplies to the provinces of Chiriquí and Bocas del Toro have remained stuck now on the route for several days as a result of the closures that remain between San Felix and Horconcitos, so that they have not been able to reach their destination. This was reported by the Social Security Fund, the CSS, through a press release detailing that these medicines and supplies are essential to serve the entire insured and uninsured population of the said provinces. Medical and surgical supplies in the provinces are at risk of deteriorating, which is why we strongly request that the protesters on this route allow the implementation of the humanitarian corridor for the free passage of trucks with hospital supplies, ambulances, fuel for boilers, oxygen and health personnel, with the purpose of fulfilling without distinction our mission of saving lives and serving humanity. The situation experienced in the provinces of Chiriquí and Bocas del Toro due to the multiple closures on the Inter-American Highway has led patients with chronic diseases to clamour for passage to reach hospitals to receive their medical treatment. The scenario in the province seemed to change last Tuesday after the leaders of the Nagabe-Blugi region decided on the night of last Monday to temporarily open Horconcitos district of San Lorenzo province of Chiriquí. However, on Tuesday, the 7th of November in the morning, the situation became tense in the Horconcitos area when a group of indigenous people closed the road again. While Luis Marucci, spokesperson for the base communities that were in the sector, was beaten after the decision made. A bit of entrepreneurship. Arriving by ferry from Panama City and the so-called Pacific Riviera that covers part of western Panama and Coclé emerged as an alternative transportation as a result of the roadblocks and blockades that have occurred in the Inter-American Highway. This was in the last 2 weeks due to the protests against the mining contract. A maritime tourism, sport fishing and yacht and boat rental operating company in San Carlos decided to activate the passenger ferry service last week for transfers from Amador to San Carlos, a journey that takes 2 hours. The first trips were made on the 31st of October, Friday the 3rd of November and Sunday the 5th of November, and they have decided to maintain the service twice a week, depending on passenger demand and the season. There were several tourists who needed to get to the area and who, due to the roadblocks and blockades, could not travel by land. So we made the service available that allows for carrying around 90 people on a ferry, says Raul Navarro, representative of Majo Fishing Lodge. Navarro indicates that this week the service will leave this Thursday, the 9th of November, from the Flamenco Marina in Amador at 9 a.m. to the Vista Mar Marina in San Carlos and will return to the city at 2 p.m. in addition to a round-trip service. Return on Sunday, November the 12th, for passengers also who decided to stay longer in the area, and the majority of passengers who have opted for the service are tourists, foreign retirees who live in San Carlos, and some residents who have needed transportation by sea. The representative of Majo Fishing Lodge indicated that they activated the service as a tourist route with the endorsement of the Panama Tourism Authority, in addition to the fact that the vessel I Love Panama has its operating license from the Panama Maritime Authority. The service, well, that costs $60 one way and $100 round trip. There we go, that's it. There's our look. That's the last look for this week. Some of the local stories here in the news compiled for you on this morning's programme.